This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. About 200,000 people are expected to attend the North Texas Fair and Rodeo in Denton in August. The annual event has entertained families for generations, but the fair has plans to move to a bigger site. Glenn Carlton is the fair's executive director, and he's here to talk about the fair's history and its plans for the future. Glenn Carlton, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First off, give us a history lesson. How old is the North Texas Fair and Rodeo, and how did it get started?
Well, we're in our 90th consecutive year right now. We have been at the current location since 1946. It actually goes back even further than that. But the story that I've actually learned from my assistant who wrote the book was that there was some Denton gentlemen, some farmers and ranchers that were coming to Dallas, and they couldn't win. They would come to the state fair, and that year after year they'd get beat. So they said, well, if we're going to play this game, we'll play our own game, and they started one in Denton. And there's stories of it actually, I'm not sure originated, but at one time was held on the University of North Texas campus. And it featured a mule race. And first prize was money. Second prize was 5 gallons of wine. And in those days, a lot of mule jockeys held those mules back wanting to win second place. For the 5 gallons of wine.
Now, obviously, you can't have a fair in Texas without a rodeo, some livestock, Those sorts of things. But I'm wondering, is there anything unique to the fair in Denton that we might not see anywhere else?
I think what's unique about the Denton Fair or the North Texas Fair and Rodeo is our all-inclusive. One price, and then you don't have to pay extra for the rodeo. That's included. You don't have to pay extra for the concerts. That's included. So, yeah, we are all-inclusive.
So why, I mean, aside from more acreage, why are you planning on moving?
Well, I think, number one, it's going to better serve our nonprofit. We are a nonprofit, and we contribute about $600,000 back into the community each year.
Could you describe the site that you have your eyes on, and how is it compared to the current site for the fair?
Well, we've got room to grow on the new site. It's very close proximity. We're about a half a mile off of I-35, so we have good access to I-35 on the north side of Denton. We have a county road to our south, which is Ganser, and a county road to our north, which is Milam. So we'll have access points, and there's a good possibility there may be 3 access points from the service road getting into the new property. Of course, we're still in the planning processes.
And the new site wouldn't just be larger. It would include more features. You described an arena, a pavilion, an exhibition hall. What else is planned to, say, attract more people?
Well, right now we're calling it the North Texas Expo and Events Center, and the fair is only 2 weekends out of the year. This facility is being designed to host many equine events, to be able to even host home and garden shows, RV shows, boat shows, you name it, just a multitude of events. So, and we're in the process. We just signed a contract for a new economic impact study, and so we should have some numbers on what it will mean for tourism and what it will mean for economic impact for our community real soon.
Do you have any lifetime fans? Like, you recognize this family that's been coming to the fair every year for many years?
Yeah, and many of our volunteers are second and third generations. We've got committee chair people now and board members now that I remember seeing out there when they were little kids. So, yeah, it's a family tradition. And then for those that are even not volunteers for that community, it's a reunion. I mean, a lot of people tell me, man, I always come to fair because I see these people once a year. It's a reunion. So,
have you seen someone become inspired by an event or influenced by it, and then later they come back and say, hey, this really affected me, and now I'm a ranch herder. Now I get in with handling.
I have, I've seen a lot of kids get their college educations paid for just because they developed an interest in agriculture and start raising these projects. And they may raise a steer and make the Fort Worth sale. They may sell one at our sale. But by the time you sell 2-3 steers a year, if you're that good or that fortunate to make those sales, you know, and you do that for your high school career and part of your junior high career, by the time you're ready to go, and then the scholarships that are given because you're that successful, a lot of college educations are paid for by kids that are showing these animals. And I've also seen kids an example was a kid in our own neighborhood that wasn't good at sports. He wasn't his class valedictorian, but he got interested in livestock, and he found a new self-confidence because he was good at something. So that's that, and that I've seen more than once.
Glenn Carlton is the executive director of the North Texas Fair and Rodeo in Denton. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Thank you.